It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. And it is special today because I've compiled a list of 20 secrets or actions that you can participate in to help you manifest your dreams. That's what we're here about. That's what we're here for, to help you manifest your dreams. And it all begins with your attitude. It all begins with that energy that flows through your body and in your mind and the words you choose, the thoughts you think, the feelings you have. You attract whatever it is you put out. Do you want to attract wealth? You have to think wealthy thoughts. You know? You have to eradicate your poverty mentality. Do you want to attract a better relationship? You have to think loving, passionate thoughts. Ways of making your relationship special. And I know some of you are going through a breakup right now, or you're having trouble in your marriage. You have to think the thoughts of reconciliation, of love, of building a new relationship. I tell my clients, when we work together, it's not about just fixing the old relationship. It's about creating a whole new relationship. So whatever it is you want, that dream vacation, a big house, a new car, many new cars. Maybe you want to be like Jay Leno and have a whole lot of new cars. Whatever it is you want to do, you can do it. I hear somebody telling me, you know, Robert, I like the idea of new cars, but Jay Leno was the host of The Tonight Show for many years. So he could afford the new cars. Well, that may be true, but think about this. The man that had the largest private car collection in the world was a junk dealer, was in the garbage business. Yeah, that's right. So you figure it out from there, you know? I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to this podcast on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, because we enjoy having you with us every day. Okay, we're going to get onto that list. 20 secrets to manifesting your dreams. Plus, I'm going to give you a bonus secret right after this.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haz have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind body healing today.
Secret number one, you got to be positive. You have to develop a positive mental attitude. In the old days, I don't know, the old days were the, you know, 70s, but back in the old days, we called it PMA, a positive mental attitude. Do you have a positive attitude about your work, about your job, about your company, about your clients, about your friends, about your money? You know, don't you just love being around positive people? Doesn't it make you feel good? You can be one of those people. Believe in your dreams, number two. You've got to believe in your dreams. Other people may not believe in your dreams, but you have to believe in your dreams. You have no other choice. Why bother to have the dream, to create the dream, if you don't truly and fully believe in it? Number 3, follow your intuition. Let that inner voice within you guide you. Sometimes you're going to open up new opportunities by listening to your intuition. Set micro goals, number 5. You have your dream here and you have where you're at right here, and you try to figure out how to put the two of them together. And the answer is, what can I do today? What can I do tomorrow to get me an inch, a half inch, 2 inches closer to my dream? Sometimes you'll make huge leaps in one day. Other times it'll be just small increments, but you've got to stay with it. Small micro goals. Number 6, do your incantations and your affirmations daily. Do them often. Keep your mind infused with that energy, with those thoughts, with those words. Passion is number 7. Without passion, you're not going anywhere. Number 8 is take action. Do it now. Get involved, get excited, and take some action. Number 9 is be trustworthy. Nobody wants to do business with somebody who is untrustworthy. So let your yes mean yes and your no mean no, and let it go at that. Practice what you preach. Number 10. If you are a life coach mentor, practice it. Do it yourself. If you're a weight loss specialist, you better be losing some weight. You know, whatever it is, practice what you preach. Number 11, this is essential. You must practice creative visualization on a regular day, even if it means just shutting your eyes for 5 minutes and visualizing your dream, your reality, your future. Okay? Creative visualization. By the way, we have an exceptional program at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. You can check it out. Number 12 is, there is no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. When you do something and it doesn't work, doesn't mean you failed. It just meant you learned a way not to do something in the future. So there is no such thing as failure. There is only feedback. Number 13 is just be honest with yourself. Be gut honest. What you want, where you're going, what you're doing, the actions you take. And more importantly, be gut honest about the actions you are not taking that you should be taking. Number 14, expect miracles. I don't want you to think, gee, it would sure be nice if a miracle showed up in my life. I want you to expect them every day. 15, learn daily. Learn something new daily that you can use in your business, in your life, in your relationship. Make learning a priority in your life. Number 16, daily improvement in every area of your life. Start your daily improvement. You know, you've got to start where you're at. I've taken about, 5-6 months off of yoga, and I was a beginner to begin with. So it's even worse now. And I've started again. And it's like trying to bend a 2x4. I've got to take daily improvement. I can't say, look, I want to just start where I left off. I haven't worked out in 6 months doing yoga. Daily improvement. Each day I'll push it a little bit further. I'll go a little bit farther until I'm not only back where I was, but to a whole new level. Number 17, never give up. Yeah, I'm never going to give up. Why would you give up? What do you gain by giving? I hear people tell me that all the time. Robert, you know, all my friends and family and the minister, he told me to give up on my marriage. Do you still love her? Do you still love him? Why would you give up? Simple as that. Number 18, dedicate part of your life to inspiring others, whether it's your children, whether it's your friends, your family, or become a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you know, and change a lot of lives. Well, number 19 is daily gratitude. I'm absolutely grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I can't imagine how my life would be without this. I'm just so grateful for it. You can't be in a negative state when you're in a state of gratitude. And number 20, dream often. Dream often. You know, give yourself that dream time. I'm not talking about creative visualization. I'm talking about dreaming, taking it all the way to the next level. No limitations. Nobody around you saying it's ridiculous. I don't care if you dream that you're riding a guitar through the sky. That's your dream. Gotta dream all the time. That's your power. That's your creative force. And now I'm going to give you the bonus one. The bonus one, number 21, is you've got to put skin in the game. You know, in basketball, they say when a player is falling all over the place and getting cut up and beat up, he's putting skin in the game. I want you to get beat up. Think about it. If you're not getting beat up a little bit, you're not putting skin in the game. You're not trying hard enough. You're not working hard enough. You're not passionate enough. You're not positive enough. Put some skin in the game. Sacrifice a little bit of yourself for something bigger and better in your life. Hey, have a great day now. Pay it forward. Do something good for someone. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great day because you deserve it.